And most of all, thanks to all of you listening out there. Remember to keep this close to your heart. Without your help, ask yourself, what else do you really have?
Call now for our special promotion. Buy 2 months and get the third month absolutely free. Call toll-free 877-KEY-LIFE. That number again is 877-KEY-LIFE. To be a part of our team, just ask the operator how to get involved with our amazing business opportunity.
Log on to SouthingtonChats.com, a local chat room for Southington residents to meet one another, discuss hot topics, and find out what's happening in the community. Brought to you by Exact Radio 990 VX.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exact information, exactly when you need it.
Constitution is due today, and it doesn't look like it will make it. Several Shiite leaders walking out of talks over the role of Islamic law and women's rights. A very good thing for Martha Stewart, a federal judge tossing out the stiffest charge against her, securities fraud. That charge alone would have carried a maximum decade behind bars, and Martha's stock skyrocketed on the news.
Did you see it finish yesterday at a 52-week high? I think it ended at $14.53. So she has 30 million shares of her own stock. Yeah. She made $48 million in 4 minutes.
Fox's Mike Jarek. And San Francisco's gay marriages will continue for now. The California Supreme Court refusing to halt the ceremonies or nullify the 3,400 marriages already performed. The court instead asking the parties involved to file new legal briefs by next week. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Have you ever wondered what other small business owners do for benefits? I know I have. I went into business for myself and received a rude awakening. It's not an easy task to find affordable benefits. After endless searching and comparisons, I found the National Association for the Self-Employed. They actually specialize in benefits for the self-employed. Not only did I find that they have health benefits, I discovered that they offer endless discounts on business and personal benefits, too. They helped me organize my home office and provided answers to all the questions I had on how to get started with my new business. I can't keep this association all to myself. You need to call them. They want to see you succeed in all aspects of your business, professional and personal life. Speak to NACE at 800-468-9449. Just in case you didn't catch the number, here it comes again. 800-468-9449. The description and availability of this offering may vary by state. That number again is 800-468-9449. Call now. 800-468-9449.
Hello?
Hey, it's me. Have you heard yet?
What?
Oh my gosh. Let me tell you. You know that awesome children's consignment store in Southington?
Yeah, Twice as Nice. My mom loves that store.
Well, they're not in Southington anymore. They moved to the center of Plantsville.
Can my parents still save tons of money on my clothes and stuff?
Oh yeah, and they have the cutest things too.
Cool. So, what are we doing this weekend?
Taking Mom and Dad to Twice as Nice.
We have the quality brands you'll like at the prices you'll love. Sizes from newborn to junior, for back-to-school apparel, daycare, and play clothes. We even have mother-to-be clothes. Twice as Nice, 772 South Main Street in Plantsville. Call 620-0800 for hours and more information.
You know, piling up debt is sort of like digging a hole. Pay with credit, and you start digging. Make only the minimum payment, and you dig a little deeper. Use one credit card to pay another, and you just keep on digging. Then before you know it, you're in way too deep. But now you can dig your way out with a little help from Trinity Debt Management. Trinity is a nonprofit service that will consolidate your debt into one lower monthly payment while drastically reducing interest and late fees. Plus, you'll develop the skills you'll need to remain debt-free for keeps. So call Trinity at 1-800-538-9828. 1-800-538-9828. Call us and ask how you can get a copy of our free book, Money Management Made Easy. Remember, if you're in too deep, Trinity can help. Call 1-800-538-9828. 1-800-538-9828.
You have a name. So the next time you call up one of those mega monster banks about a mortgage, ask them if they remember your name.
Well, give me a minute.
Or maybe ask them what options they have for someone who is self-employed, a commission salesperson, has a unique financial situation, or not so perfect credit.
There might be a special high-risk program. Yeah, just hang on.
Now, call Southern New England Mortgage Group in Plainville and try the same thing.
You know, Jim, I'm glad you called. I'm sure we can help you out.
With 33 years of professional experience, the loan originators at Southern New England Mortgage Group know how to get the job done. Call today, 1-888-835-2780, and get a personalized mortgage solution that meets your needs. Southern New England Mortgage Group can make your dreams a reality. Call 1-888-835-2780. You don't have to put up with the big bank runaround or be treated differently because you're self-employed or have not-so-perfect credit. Call the local guys. Southern New England Mortgage Group, 1-888-835-2780. 2780.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exact information, exactly when you need it. On Exact Radio, WXCT, Southington.
Frigid, and we'll bring a few snow flurries to the tri-states. Hi, I'm Jack Root, and it looks like a grand time for you to grab a friend and head for your favorite ski resort. Conditions are reported as excellent at Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Ski resorts like Big Powder Head and Blackjack. Cross-country skiers and snowmobilers will also be able to enjoy the trails of these areas. We hear the deepest bases are presently enjoyed by Shoosh Mountain and Nubs Knob, where the figures quoted are 80 to 86 inches. Boeing Mountain and Boeing Highlands, they've got 76 inches of base with all the cross-country trails open too. Crystal Mountain and Sugarloaf, they're reporting 68 and 66 inches with their cross-country trails tracked and groomed also. Shanty Creek, bases are reported at 38 inches. Call ahead if you plan to cross-country ski at Grand Traverse. Cannonsburg and Timber Ridge, they're both enjoying good ski conditions, bases over 50 inches. Good skiing will be found at Swiss Valley, where the bases are reported up to 40 inches, and Bittersweet have 35 inches of base. Mount Brighton and Mount Holly in southeastern Michigan, they're expecting good crowds this weekend. They report a 40-inch base. Special events scheduled are NASTAR races and a Kanizel Championship race at Nubs Knob, a sock hop and a snowboard races at Mount Brighton, a beach party at Cannonsburg, and special rates Sunday at Swiss Valley. Snow Trails in Ohio will also have their ski carnival this weekend. Mount Wawasee in Indiana, they'll also be skiing on bases of 8 to 28 inches. Listen to Wawa Radio for updated ski reports by Jack Root.
From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show.
Yes!
Travel World. Liberty Works Radio Network.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Ooh, push that button.
That's how it goes. Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show with Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford in studio. Ella is on assignment. We sent her someplace else.
So
we
have a little far away,
peace
yes.
and quiet this week.
Good
and
morning. I'm Stephen Pickford, and Sandra Phillips, one of our regular correspondents, is right now in the Terra Nova boardroom at the beautiful Fairmont Newfoundland Hotel overlooking the historic port of St. John's, Newfoundland, and she joins us now by phone. Good morning, Sandra.
Good morning, Stephen.
And you are surrounded by representatives of the Newfoundland tourism industry, and I believe Robert Overin, the sales director of the Fairmont Newfoundland, is with you there as well. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Stephen. Welcome to St. John's, Newfoundland.
Oh, beautiful city. I remember my visit a few years ago, and your property is the hotel in St. John's by far.
That's what we call it, Stephen. We're known throughout the city as the hotel.
It's a great location, overlooking the harbor, and just step in. It's the warmth and hospitality of the Newfoundland people is felt from the moment you enter the Fairmont.
No, Robert, we're on historic land, aren't we?
We are. We're on the site of the old Fort William, and right now we're looking at Signal Hill and the narrows of the St. John's Harbor.
And, of course, Signal Hill, very famous for where Marconi did his famous experiments, which started what we're doing today. Indirectly.
Everything's connected. There's always that connection. Of course, you are not the first Hotel Newfoundland on that spot. It carries back many, many years. And around 20, 25 years ago, this beautiful, modern property was erected. But the history goes back intertwined with the past century in Newfoundland.
Yes, that's correct, Stephen. We do have a beautiful, modern 300-room hotel situated right in the heart of St. John's. As I said, we're overlooking the harbor, and we're with easy walking distance to all the shopping and the night spots of our city.
For the business traveler, the entree gold floor, the service, it surpasses anything else in the city.
That's right, Stephen. Our Fairmont Gold rooms are situated on the sixth floor of the hotel with private check-in and a personalized service. And we are the best in the city of St. John's.
Your Cabot Club dining room, it's won the AAA Four Diamond Award for excellence in dining. And Newfoundland has some very unique dishes. People, when they visit St. John's, they really have to try.
Yes, that's correct. Our chef is a Newfoundlander, and he specializes in many things from our province. One of his specialties is Newfoundland pea soup, using split yellow Newfoundland peas and salt beef.
Sounds delicious.
Well, years ago, your previous executive chef also had a recipe for stuffing. Now, I was never a big fan of stuffing, but hey, I got that recipe. They gave everyone a little packet of stuffing mix and the recipe. Hey, we've had it ever since. It's the best stuffing I've ever tasted. Now I like stuffing.
Yeah, well, that's great. We do have recipe cards available for soups, and our new chef has been with us just a few months, but one of his specialties is the chef's signature cookies, made with partridge berries and chocolate chips.
And Sandra's, of course, going to bring us the recipes back, right?
No, I'm going to bring you the cookies.
Yeah.
That's even better.
Oh, good Lord. And you know what? Newfoundland, such a special part of Canada, which we really want to attract a lot of American tourism to, because it's one of the more unsung parts of the country. We hear forever talk about the rest of Canada, but Newfoundland has its own hidden treasures available for everyone that you just got to see.
You know what? I'm here in the middle of February, and the weather is beautiful. It's just -1 for all you Americans. You know, that's about 32.
Yeah.
And sun is out, and we're just walking around.
Yeah.
So it doesn't have to be. You don't have to think of Newfoundland as cold.
No, it's not cold and blistery and windswept as some people might think. But it's actually quite a nice climate out there, especially you're surrounded, and you know it's. For years and years, it's been kind of like the jewel of the Maritimes. But for sure, the people are what makes Newfoundland so nice. It's the friendliness of the people. Robert, tell us a bit more about what you like so much about St. John's.
Well, I do like the friendliness of the people. And you can walk down the streets in complete comfort and safety, drop into any of the shops and start a conversation with the staff. And you really feel like you're an automatic Newfoundlander.
Well, there's that atmosphere when you go into a pub. People just automatically start talking to each other. There's great music. Newfoundland has a very distinctive culture. There's other places in Canada, they say, oh, they're distinct this and distinct that. But Newfoundland really is. It stands apart. It's the warmth. It's the friendliness. It's a unique blend of the Irish, the Scottish. The maritime traditions come together. If you're a fan of music, if you're a fan of good food and brew pubs, hey, you're going to be in your element in St. John's.
Yeah, that's correct. The history of the Irish culture and the French and the maritime has really made a unique feeling and comfort zone here.
Now, somebody at the staying at the Fairmont Newfoundland as well, you have all the recreational facilities. If it happens to be one of those cold, blustery days, one of those few winter days that may be bad weather, hey, just stay inside and absorb the warmth.
That's right. One of our features of the property is what we call the court garden, and it's a huge area just filled with plants and just a relaxing atmosphere adjacent to our indoor swimming pool and recreation facilities. And you're right, if it is a little bit windy one day, you stay inside and enjoy our indoor hospitality.
Wait, Stephen, they even have a whirlpool bath.
Oh. And this is something that whenever Stephen and I travel, or we each travel individually, we enjoy at any particular hotel is whether they have a sauna, a whirlpool, a jacuzzi, soaking in the pool, that kind of thing.
Just a moment of downtime. You're touring, you're visiting the museums, you're partaking of the cuisine, but just a few minutes to really relax, even if you're you know, on business, just spending those few moments to gather yourself together and rejuvenate yourself.
Robert, give us something something uniquely Newfoundland. I mean, as we have 1 minute about to go before the break, so a final pearl of wisdom or something for our guests, for our listeners.
Well, I would say, Bice, that you should definitely come and visit our beautiful province and the beautiful city of St. John's, Newfoundland. Enjoy one of our specialty Fairmont cocktails, which we've just created, called the Newfoundland Bullet, made with our own Screech and Kahlua.
What is Screech?
The Screech is an imported rum bottled here in St. John's, and it is our provincial specialty drink.
That sounds absolutely fantastic. Well, thank you for joining us here on the Travel World Radio Show, Fairmont Hotel Newfoundland.
1-800-441-1414 on the internet at www.fairmont.com.
Stay tuned following the break. This is the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite.
One night, my mommy and daddy went on to a date. They got a babysitter to watch me. The babysitter was a family friend. She was like an angel to me in front of big people. But after my parents left, she stopped acting like an angel and started being mean. My parents didn't believe me until they got a surveillance camera from the spy shop in Milldale. When they got home that night, they watched the tape and saw the babysitter yelling at me all the time. Now, we don't use that babysitter anymore.
Unfortunately, the times are changing, and stories like this one are more frequent, and you begin to wonder if you can even trust a longtime family friend. Put your mind and heart at ease with surveillance equipment from the Spy Shop. The Spy Shop promotes truth through technology, spy gadgets, bug detectors, and cool stuff. Visit spyville.com or call 628-2075. 628-2075.
Every cell of the body has a receptor site for our master hormone called growth hormone. The role of growth hormone is to instruct the cells to repair. This hormone is in the highest concentrations in the body between the ages of infancy and your early 20s. Hence, this is the major reason why the body repairs so well when young. This is why the incidence of disease is so much lower when young. This is why you're skinnier when young. Looking and feeling young is a direct result of your chemistry. Science brings us closer to the threshold of eternal youth every day. Cocoon GH is a sublingual form of growth hormone. When used twice a day, people report deep sleep, improved mood, memory and energy, losses of body fat, improved strength and sex drive, reduction of joint pains, improved blood sugar, and more. Improve your chemistry and improve your life. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call
800-814-5199. 800-814-5199. 800-814-5199.
Regency House of Wallingford reminds you, care for the elderly should be a prime concern for civilized society. We owe today's successes in large part to those people who brought our generation into the world. Let's remember an elderly person in the community. A visit or a call can make all the difference. This message from Regency House of Wallingford, a member of the National Healthcare Associates Network. Make not only the right choice, but the smart choice. For all your long or short-term rehabilitation needs, call 265-1661.
So, you want to sell your home, but the prospect is just too daunting. Get real. Buying or selling your home doesn't have to be intimidating. Talk to Jay Steves at Century 21 Access America. We're the most trusted name in real estate in North America because we know that real estate is about real people, buyers and sellers, who want to make the process as easy and stress-free as possible. Get real about selling your home. Call your personal realtor, Jay Steves, at 378-1451. Century 21 Access America. Real people, really working for you.
You've got a lot of good reasons to buy life insurance. Trouble is, your family needs a lot of things besides life insurance. So, how are you going to afford enough coverage? Call Matrix Direct for a free quote. Because right now, Matrix Direct is offering more choices from more top-quality life insurance companies than ever before, at some of the lowest rates anywhere. You could save hundreds of dollars a year. Give Matrix Direct a call, and in just 5 minutes, we'll compare rates and policies and find the coverage that's right for you. Matrix Direct is the fast, easy, no-hassle way to get a great deal on quality life insurance. So give us a call right now. For all those good reasons in your life. For a free quote, call Matrix Direct at 1-800-381-TERM. That's 800-381-TERM. Ron Harris, licensed agent. Policies are issued by various carriers and are not available in some states. Exclusions and limitations may apply. For costs and complete details of the coverage, please call Matrix Direct.
News, weather, traffic, information, sports. Exactly when you need it. On Exact Radio, 990 The X.
Baby, tell me, love you.
Ah, yes. Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show with Will and Backus and Stephen Pickford in studio. Of course, from the ratings library, and we have to play songs like that. And we have our show is today on Newfoundland, one Canada's most beautiful province, of course, unsung province. And we need to talk about more and more about it. Stephen?
Yes, and Sandra Phillips is at the Fairmont Newfoundland Hotel this morning. Introduce us to our next guest, Sandra.
Well, we're quite lucky here because we have the Minister of Tourism, Culture and
Recreation
sitting in the room with us, and he has lots of delights to tell us how to recreate, tour, and get culture.
The Honorable Paul Shelley, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, doing great, and I hear it's a beautiful morning in St. John's.
It's a beautiful morning as usual. I'm looking out through the harbor in St. John's, watching the boats out in front of us right now, and it's about 32 degrees. And it's a beautiful day to be in Newfoundland and Labrador.
That would be 32 degrees Fahrenheit.
Fahrenheit, yeah.
If it was 32 degrees Celsius, I would be there.
Everyone would be there for spring break.
Everybody would be here.
But it gets that way in the summertime. I mean, Newfoundland, of course, is you get your full four seasons out of it, of course, like most of temperate Canada. And the thing about it is that you can get some of the most interesting vacations that you'll ever have. It's one of the most beautiful spots in all of Canada.
I couldn't agree with you more, and I've traveled quite a bit myself, and you can have a long vacation here in Newfoundland and Labrador with any season.
And it wouldn't seem so long, because one of the things that stands out so much about Newfoundland, and even more than just about any other place that you could possibly go, is the friendliness and the warmth of the people. I mean, that's the key to the whole thing, is the warmth from the heart.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because, I mean, from traveling around myself, I can tell you that that's the most... I guess the usual comment we get from people who come here, that's the people. Our greatest asset is the people who live in Newfoundland and Labrador. And a small population really spread over a lot of land, just about 500,000 people. And they are friendly, and they're down-home people, and I think that's our greatest asset to this province when it comes to tourism.
And when people drive around Newfoundland and they go to these small fishing outports and they meet the people, it's just like open door, welcome, friend. It's like your long-lost neighbor, they've just met you. They're so proud to introduce you to their community.
Absolutely, and I'm from small-town Newfoundland, a small town called Baybird on the northern peninsula, Baybird Peninsula. And it's like that in a lot of the communities that you enter into. I mean, basically, you'll have times when people will argue about where you're going to go for lunch and they want you to come into their homes. So that's just very typical. We're very used to it here in the province, but when visitors come in, they're surprised by that. But that's the way of life. It has been like that for many years. And that's the type of people they are in this province, down-home, friendly people, trusting people, and they like to share what they have.
Now, many of these communities as well, through the spring, summer, fall, you have the community festivals, and these are really open. It's not just for the local people. Every visitor is warmly welcome to them. It's a blueberry festival here, or Pooch Cove Day somewhere else. Hey, they have to really participate and enjoy and meet the people.
Once they come into those communities and those festivals are there, I mean, basically you're welcome in as part of the family. And just down-home, simple events, but you get really get a taste of Newfoundland and Labrador and the way people live. They don't put on any big show. They just try to be their natural self, and that's what I think people enjoy the most. And the hospitality is really what comes across the biggest. But in those small towns, especially, once you go in and experience their way of living, that's just the way it is. It's nice and simple, straightforward, and you'll always feel the hospitality in those small communities.
And the people from Newfoundland, when they if they've relocated to elsewhere in Canada or the United States, they're the best ambassadors you have for the province. Everyone I've ever met from Newfoundland, neighbors of my aunts in Toronto, or one of our correspondents, Vic Phillips, he worked in Ottawa, and a former Newfoundland federal cabinet minister, later became premier of the province, Brian Tobin, was always saying, you've got to visit the Rock. They're like roving ambassadors. Everyone who's ever left Newfoundland says they're so proud of their province. You don't find that kind of attachment with any other province or state.
Yes, well, that, you're absolutely right. And, you know, I've got relatives who live in New York State. And, I mean, when they came here for the first time, when they went back, they talked about Newfoundland and Labrador. And it's really something, I guess, that you got to be here. That's the best way. I mean, we do as much marketing as we can for a small province. And that's very important. But there's, I guess, like the commercial says, it's priceless when you hear of somebody that's been here that actually experienced it. And actually, they have a hard time describing it. Because you've got to come and see it for yourself and meet the people. I think that's what the big part is for us as a province, is to market the province, to get the people to come here. But you're absolutely right. That once those people come and visit, they're ambassadors, and they describe it in their own unique ways. But I've heard many stories over the years. But I want to get people to come to visit Newfoundland and Labrador, and I know that once they visit, they will come back again.
Now, Stephen, I want to interject here. The feeling you have, people are yearning for the way life used to be, and when they used to go on their journeys and feel safe, and that's the kind of feeling you have here. So, you know, if you learn to go back to the way life was before the craziness took over the world, this is where you come to sort of get away from it. This is where you go to get those feelings you had as a kid traveling with your folks.
And I think one of the things that underscores that, one of the more well-known stories in the past several years that underscores just how addictive and how well-liked and how good this the experience of going to Newfoundland is, comes from the story of the day of 9/11, when so many planes landed in Newfoundland and they were just welcomed into the homes of just about everybody there, so much so that they have regular get-togethers from the people that were there.
Well, that's absolutely right. As a matter of fact, we've had contacts from a number of those people who are coming back with friends and so on. And they did find, I guess, the safe haven here in Newfoundland and Labrador. And again, though, people were just being themselves. People lined up to bring people into their homes, strangers basically, but became instant friends. And I, as I said in the very beginning of the interview, I think that's our greatest asset, the people here. They're still, although even in the city of St. John's, which we call a city of some 200,000 people, I mean, it's still a small town. And then when you go outside the city, throughout, of course, Newfoundland and Labrador and the smaller communities, further again, you see the hospitality and how people feel safe in their homes. I mean, people don't lock their doors. They leave their keys in their cars. That's the way we live in this province, and we hope that remains for many years to come.
It takes you back to a simpler time. I mean, we here in Travel World, we cover a lot of the heartland of America, which, you know, we covered the 75th anniversary of the Route 66 highway in the States. And, you know, if you want to have that same feeling of going back to a simpler time, but someplace where just magnify the warmth and the heart of the people, you go to Newfoundland for that. I mean, but the only thing I've ever heard that's dangerous about Newfoundland is that you're going to develop a serious addiction to visiting all these newfound friends.
Or a serious addiction to cod tongues.
There's a lot of tasty food, very unique food that you don't get anywhere else, and it's presented in such a fashion. People will explain their dishes. You'll have all the explanations as to what they are on the menus. It's a place that is so different.
It is different, and you know, that's what the food we eat, but also the music and the culture. I mean, that's what people talk about even more than anything, that a lot of musicians that are coming out of Newfoundland and Labrador these days, Great Big Sea, who are now touring 90 cities throughout North America in the next little while. I mean, they're great ambassadors for us, but they're really typical Newfoundlanders and Labradorians. And as you said before, ambassadors for us, but give you a taste of what people are like here. But when you sit in people's kitchens with the music playing, when the everybody in the family can play a musical instrument or sing a song or entertain in some way. These are people that are not looking to be stars. They enjoy music and culture. And I think when people sit down with groups of Newfoundlanders and hear stories and music from this province, I think that it really hits the heart, and that's why people love coming back here.
It's that whole atmosphere of warmth and friendliness. But they're not only that, they are witty and they are very friendly. And you're going to come and you're going to have a barrel of laughs. One thing for sure, the very best comedians in all of Canada come from Newfoundland.
I guess you need a sense of humor to live here.
Well, to put up with anything in Canada for that matter. But
yeah,
I mean,
you know, but I've been, you mentioned food earlier, and I've been enjoying the food.
I'm here only 24 hours, and I know I've already had an incredible breakfast of Totens. Did you ever hear of those?
Totens.
Totens. I knew that's the accent. Fried dough, quickly fried, all puffy. Looks like kind of the shape of a pancake, but tastes a lot better. And you pour molasses over it. Really gets you through the day.
Mm.
And you don't have to have cod tongues. Last night I had cod baked in a casserole with bubbling cheese. And we had moose stew, Stephen.
Mm.
I didn't have to go out and catch the moose. It was already done.
Oh, yes. What part of the moose was it from?
I always thought a moose was a fictional creature because everybody talks about them, but I've never seen them.
Yeah, they always have the sign, beware of moose, a moose crossing. And, hey, how did the moose know?
It was delicious. It was kind of like a beef stew with carrots and turnips. Bubbling in a casserole with mashed potatoes on top, a real nice warm winter meal, and it was scrumptious.
Sandra, you realize you're making me hungry.
Good. That's what I'm supposed to be doing. And, of course, fish and chips. You know, we can't leave that out. And when you get the fish, you know, an hour before and then you're eating it, it doesn't get much fresher than that.
Oh, some great food. We're talking this morning with the Honorable Paul Shelley, Minister of Tourism, Culture and Recreation in the Government of Newfoundland and Labrador. We'll continue with Paul when we return after this break on the Travel World Radio Show.
Across America via satellite. Travel World Radio Show.
Hi, this is Charlie Prophet, the general manager of the Axe. This is what people are saying about our new morning show.
Well, hey, listen, you know, he's got me hooked on you. I've been listening to you every morning. I used to listen to Imus, but now I listen to Tom Morgan.
Well, I just got in the car. That's why I just had the chance to tune in. But, Tom, I love your show, man. 7 to 9, Tom Morgan in the morning.
That's what people are saying. So if you haven't had a chance to listen, check us out. Weekday mornings from 7 to 9 a.m. It's Tom Morgan in the morning on WXCT.
Exact Radio, 990 The X.
Country Gal Beauty Salon in Haddon reminds us, many of us grew up with the warning, don't take candy from strangers. But times and methods of abduction have changed. Teach your children the dangers of strangers and help prevent child abduction. For information on how you can help, call the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children at 1-800-THE-LOST. This message from Country Gal Beauty Salon in Haddon, they're urging you to join them in the effort to help locate our missing children.
Hello?
Hey, it's me. Have you heard yet?
What?
Oh my gosh. Let me tell you. You know that awesome children's consignment store in Southington?
Yeah, twice as nice. My mom loves that store.
Well, they're not in Southington anymore. They moved to the center of Plantsville.
Can my parents still save tons of money on my clothes and stuff?
Oh yeah, and they have the cutest things too.
Cool. So, what are we doing this weekend?
Taking Mom and Dad to Twice as Nice.
We have the quality brands you'll like at the prices you'll love. Sizes from newborn to junior, for back-to-school apparel, daycare, and play clothes. We even have mother-to-be clothes. Twice as Nice, 772 South Main Street in Plantsville. Call 620-0800 for hours and more information.
Are you a diabetic? Do you know someone who is? Well, here's some great news that can save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, Medicare and Medicaid may pay for your diabetes testing supplies. And if that's of interest to you, you need to know about RTEX Medical. We'll ship your diabetes supplies right to your door at no cost to you, and we work with Medicare and Medicaid and even most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits. Call now to confirm your eligibility. 866-490-3992. Again, we are RTEX Medical, and our commitment to you is to save you time, money, and hassles on receiving your diabetes testing supplies. There are no membership fees, no shipping costs. We even file all the insurance claims, so call 24 hours a day. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
Regency House of Wallingford reminds you, care for the elderly should be a prime concern for civilized society. We owe today's successes in large part to those people who brought our generation into the world. Let's remember an elderly person in the community. A visit or call can make all the difference. This message from Regency House of Wallingford, a member of the National Healthcare Associates Network. Make not only the right choice, but the smart choice. For all your long or short-term rehabilitation needs, call 265-1661.
Throughout history, great partnerships have emerged from uncertain times.
This is not a battle between the United States and terrorism, but between the free and democratic world and terrorism.
We will not permit the triumph of violence in the affairs of men. Free people will set the course of history.
Now, when the facts matter most, Fox News Channel and this radio station join together to deliver the whole story. Real journalism, fair and balanced. Fox News Channel, we report, you decide.
Log on to SouthingtonChats.com, a local chat room for Southington residents to meet one another, discuss hot topics, and find out what's happening in the community. Brought to you by Exact Radio 990 The X.
News, weather, traffic, information, sports. Exactly when you need it. On Exact Radio 990 The X.
Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show with Willem Backus and Stephen Bickford here in studio, and we have special guest on the line straight from St. John's, Newfoundland. We got Sandra Phillips, our correspondent, with the Honorable Paul Shelley, Minister of Tourism and Recreation of Newfoundland. Welcome back to the show.
Hi there.
Hi. Everyone's still sitting there in the room looking over beautiful harbor in St. John's.
And now, we're looking, this is a sheltered harbor. I've got two mountains on either side of it, with little red and blue and yellow houses tucked on the hillside and fishing boats in front. And
did you see a blue house on a hill?
Is there a blue house on the hill? Yeah, there is. There absolutely is.
Well, next time you see Cindy Edwards, tell her.
Okay, that's her house?
Cindy Edwards, originally from Newfoundland, now the anchor on Comcast Cable out of Delaware and Greater Philadelphia.
And, of course, Obscure Connection, which is something we specialize here in on Travel World. This is also the lady that interviewed Sandra Phillips and her husband Stan Posner about their book, Drive Interstate 95, while they were in Washington, right?
That's right. They drive straight up here to Newfoundland.
It's not that far. People think, oh, Newfoundland is way out there in the middle, and it's really a destination for vacationer. You can take if you're driving up, take the ferry from Cape Breton Island, Nova Scotia, or it's just simply an hour and a half flight. If you're already in Halifax, an hour and a half flight into St. John's, or if you're in Montreal or Toronto, two and a half hour flight, Air Canada, JetSCO, very easily accessible. You can actually, at the spur of the moment, if you're already in Montreal or Toronto and say, hey, I want something really, really unique. Airfares within Canada now are probably at the lowest that they've been in a number of years. You don't have to stay a Saturday night now. You can buy everything on a one-way basis, and some good fare competition in the market. So, hey, add it on to your Central Canadian vacation, something that you'll always remember by taking those couple hours flights over to Newfoundland. Paul Shelley is the Minister of Tourism, Culture, and Recreation. Now, Paul,
Paul has left.
Oh, he has left because Jillian said he was going to stay for maybe the second quarter. So
okay, he's still here, so we'll give him back.
Yeah, no, yeah. Please. I mean, we want him on the air with us.
Oh, much better.
Wonderful.
Okay. Paul's back.
Oh, he's back. You didn't have to drag him back from too far. Well, he was attracted by that lovely scene that you painted, a picture of the houses of the harbor, the boats. Hey, you just wanted to hit the open sea. But Paul, if some of your friends, your relatives coming up from New York State, for instance, what are some of the absolute musts, your favorite parts of Newfoundland and Labrador that you would highly recommend that people partake of?
Yeah, well, first of all, they all want to get out on a boat and out on the water to see the icebergs and whales. I mean, basically, throughout June and July month, you can basically zigzag in and out of the icebergs with whales breaching, humpback whales all around you, and it's just that's a picture you got to paint, but you got to see it to believe it.
Oh yeah, I've done whale watching both in Newfoundland and then also I did a further down in New England. I would say it was a much more enjoyable experience off the coast of Newfoundland. The boat, it's a calmer water, and you're really pretty close to the shore. You don't have to go 8-10 miles out. These whales are right there by the shore, and you pass some magnificent bird colonies as well. If you're into seabirds, bird watching, off the coast of Newfoundland is the place to go.
Oh, it is absolutely the place to go.
And oh, the
people
puffins,
don't,
yes.
Don't want to go out in the boat, you can actually watch from the shore. That's how close the whales come in. So certainly one of their main attractions throughout the summer months.
Now, what would you say, Paul, is some of your favorite things, memories, stuff that you take with you wherever you go, stuff that people just have to experience in Newfoundland?
I really think they got to really experience the small town outport Newfoundland and Labrador, because it's still like it was many years ago. These communities range in population from 100 people, mm-hmm. you know, up to 500 or 600 people. So they're very small, quaint villages. It's a slow walk, slow pace, and everybody knows everybody. And so once you come in, even as a stranger walks into a town, within minutes somebody will be there to greet you and invite you into their homes. And I think that's a real must for people who travel the province. But also just the beauty and the nature of the province, like the Gros Morne National Park and the ravines and the fjords and so on. That's what people like to see, the natural look of Newfoundland and Labrador.
Now, is it the kind of thing where there's a little twisty, windy highway you can take all the way around and see all the scenic views?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there's roads out through all of these communities. And, of course, you can take a short ferry ride across from Newfoundland into Labrador, and which is basically our the final frontier, people call it, but the massive beauty of Labrador. And, of course, the fishing is some of the best in the world of Atlantic salmon and brook trout. So all of those things are there just at your fingertips. They're basically in your backyard. So, and, of course, the wildlife that people talked about earlier, the moose and caribou, we have the biggest caribou herd in the world. So all of that, basically, Newfoundland and Labrador is one big park. And believe me, you can't go through it in a day or two like some people think. You can spend a whole summer here.
Sure.
And as a matter of fact, the fall and the winter are also a good time to visit the province.
That sounds like an amazing kind of a journey if you want to take some time and really relax and unwind. One of the interesting things that we like to do, of course, wherever we go, is to stir up that enthusiasm of traveling the old open road, unwinding and relaxing and things. And one of the greatest ambassadors that we've encountered most recently of Newfoundland is a gentleman named Jack Pelly with the Newfoundland Radio Show, who's planning to do a journey across Canada, whipping up enthusiasm, and we're actually working with him on that project.
Well, I think that's a great idea because, as I said before, marketing, you can do so much with the dollars you have with a small province, but really when you have an ambassador like that and the experiences, I think that's going to do well for the province when it comes to marketing this province as a tourism destination.
Well, more than that, it's also the enthusiasm, getting people happy again, because we have so much reason to be happy these days and to enjoy the surroundings around us. I mean, that's one of the things which we learned today on today's show, was just the openness of the people that you can experience. You can go back to yesteryear in people's memories of the best of the United States heartland, but even get it magnified and the warmth of the people if you just travel to Newfoundland.
You know, I agree with you 100%, and especially this day and age, I guess, when you see the problems throughout the world and so on. I mean, the simple fact is, if you want to come to a place that's pristine, basically free of pollution, small crowds, not big cities, and just safe and relaxed and happy, that's why the people of Newfoundland and Labrador are so happy, because they know what we have here. But the thing is that a lot of people throughout the world don't really know where we are. So once they come here, they just can't believe. I've always said it for a long time, and especially as the new Minister of Tourism, we're the best-kept secret.
Yep.
And for people to come here and experience that, and once, as you said, they start to talk about it themselves, people just can't believe what we have here. And I guess where we looked at the resources over the years of fishery and mining and forestry, we haven't concentrated on tourism, not realizing ourselves till we started to think about the industry, what we have here. And we have it all. From the pristine environment to the wilderness to wildlife, but most importantly, the people.
Now, Willem, you know, when Europeans came to the Americas, they came to Newfoundland first.
Absolutely, yes.
It's the Vikings.
L'Anse au Meadow. And you can see that in Newfoundland. But one of the more important things to understand about Newfoundland as the best-kept secret, see, I've been a firm believer for many years that tourism is definitely the future. And it's... people want to travel, they want to be happy, get reason to see things, and of course, the best place to start, and just as you said, Paul, Newfoundland, the best-kept secret of Canada.
You're absolutely right, and just to remind people that, you know, when we turn on the TVs every day and see the bad news around the world and so on, we got to be reminded of ourselves that there's lots of good people in the world, and that's what Newfoundland, the people here are our biggest assets, there's no doubt about it, but if people would travel to this province and see for themselves, and I think the tourism industry is going to grow a lot in the next 2 or 3 years, as a matter of fact.
Because of the combination of factors, it's the accessibility. People can, within a few hours flight, they've gone stepped almost into a totally different world. You have the combination of great and unique food. You've got the great hotels, such as the Fairmont Newfoundland. You can go out to the wilderness just minutes away from any from the, quote, big city of St. John's. And there you are for camping and hunting and fishing. You have the open sea, which, again, beckons people. The whales, the puffins, the bird watching, a combination of various factors for people with interests of all kinds.
And you also have city life here in St. John's.
Oh, yeah. One of the happiest memories when I went years ago with Vic Phillips back in 95, 96. And very seldom do we go in a city, maybe sit in a pub or a bar, but hey, we remember our experience in St. John's, how happy the people were, how welcoming they were, how safe and contented and secure we felt as we just listened to band play and drank a beer and really spent a wonderful night. And that is something we will always remember.
And there are historical sites to see. There's Cape Spears. There's a new fluvarium here. Do you know what that is?
What is a fluvarium?
You can go and watch an underwater stream from the safety inside a building and see, you know, fishes swimming around, what life looks like underwater. First one in North America.
That is really awesome.
And as you mentioned, like the Lancer Meadows site, of course, the Viking site, but then in a small community called Fleur-de-Lis in the area I live, is a Dorset Eskimo site where they actually have carvings that dated back 1,000 years before the Vikings. So those are the type of things we're just starting to develop. So we've only just begun to really develop our tourism industry.
A lot of great things in Newfoundland and Labrador. We're continuing with the Newfoundland tourism industry when we return on Travel World Radio Show. Stay listening. So keep on
rocking me, baby. You're listening to Travel World. Travel World. Travel World. Women's 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 Women's
Are you losing your hair? Then your clock is ticking. Now you can stop the clock, reverse your hair loss, and grow it back with new hair. New Hair guarantees you'll regrow thicker, fuller, denser hair, or we will refund your money anytime within a one-year period. That's how sure we are New Hair will work for you. New Hair's powerful hair growth formula works for both men and women. And to make calling right now to order worth your time, we'll give you up to 2 months free, a $180 value. Stop the clock on your hair loss and regrow thicker, fuller, denser hair guaranteed for 1 year and receive up to 2 months free, a $180 value free with today's orders. Call now. 800-481-9905. 800-481-9905. That's 800-481-9905.
How much should peace of mind actually cost? When it comes to quality term life insurance, from $100,000 to $1 million coverage, you'd be amazed at how little you could pay, and you have nothing to lose to find out. Make one free call to Matrix Direct Insurance Services. We built our industry-leading reputation by helping people like you get peace of mind for your family from an insurer you can trust without paying one more dollar than you have to. It's simple, straightforward, and so affordable. Make one free call to Matrix Direct today, and we can help you get the best rates on term life insurance from a respected insurer. Take down this number. The call is free, the quote is free, and there's no obligation. Call Matrix Direct now at 1-800-381-TERM. That's 1-800-381-TERM. Peace of mind begins here at Matrix Direct. Call 1-800-381-TERM. Insurance offered is underwritten by Protective Life Insurance Company. Ron Harris, licensed agent, not available in some states.
Miss Luffenkopf, why is there yellow police tape across Mr. O'Brien's door?
Well, you know how he's been trying to fill 7 job openings?
Right, by posting them on that monstrously big job site.
He's gotten thousands of resumes from all over the world, from Ubu Vidau to Sri Lanka.
Would he hire someone from Sri Lanka for a local job?
No, that's why I told him about HartfordHelpWanted.com.
Right, the Today way to hire an employee from right around here. He could peruse resumes right online.
But he didn't. Instead, he just stacked all those other resumes behind his desk till he could find time to sort through them.
I remember. They went all the way to the ceiling, so what happened?
They fell on him!
Oh, no, you mean they just...
Found him!
Oh, no.
Why didn't he use HartfordHelpWanted.com?
I don't know.
The worst part of it is they think the human resource director is under there with them.
Oh, for
little tufts of gray hair. And
HartfordHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
You have a name, so the next time you call up one of those mega monster banks about a mortgage, ask them if they remember your name.
Well, give me a minute.
Or maybe ask them what options they have for someone who is self-employed, a commission salesperson, has a unique financial situation, or not so perfect credit.
There might be a special high-risk program. Yeah, just hang on.
Now, call Southern New England Mortgage Group in Plainville and try the same thing.
You know, Jim, I'm glad you called. I'm sure we can help you out.
With 33 years of professional experience, the loan originators at Southern New England Mortgage Group know how to get the job done. Call today, 1-888-835-2780, and get a personalized mortgage solution that meets your needs. Southern New England Mortgage Group can make your dreams a reality. Call 1-888-835-2780. You don't have to put up with the big bank runaround or be treated differently because you're self-employed or have not-so-perfect credit. Call the local guys. Southern New England Mortgage Group, 1-888-835-2780.
News, weather, traffic, information, sports. Exactly when you need it. On Exact Radio, 990 The X. Everybody's working for the weekend.
Everybody wants a new romance. Hey, hey, everybody's going. And we're going off the deep end. Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show with Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford Studio. Special guests on the line from straight from St. John's, Newfoundland. We have the Honorable Paul Shelley. I don't know if he's still online. Sandra, is Paul still with us?
Paul's still in the room, but we've changed seats.
We wanted to thank Paul for joining us this morning on Travel World. Any time that there's anything to be said about Newfoundland tourism, you're certainly welcome to join us on the show and the website to check out some beautiful pictures that really capture the essence of Newfoundland. And you can watch some clips of video and sound effects. It's www.gov.nf.ca/tourism. Call the Newfoundland Tourism Ministry at 1-800-563-6353 for a complete visitor's guide. Be glad to mail it out to you. And all those pictures and all that information will just whet your appetite to get away this spring, summer, fall, throughout the year to the four seasons of Newfoundland and Labrador. And Sandra Phillips at the Terra Nova Room in the beautiful Fairmont Newfoundland Hotel overlooking the harbor in St. John's this morning. And you have another guest stepping into the guest seat with you.
Right. Judy Sparks-Ganoux is here from Maxim Vacations, and now that we've whetted your appetite on how wonderful it is up here in Newfoundland, she's going to tell us how to get here and all the places to stay and how to get about the province.
Welcome to Travel World, Judy.
Thanks so much. Happy to be here.
Oh, glad you could join us. Now, your company specializes in vacations to Newfoundland.
Absolutely, we do. We are a Newfoundland and Labrador specialist, and we work in conjunction with the province to really package all of our wonderful attractions and accommodations around the island and make traveling to Newfoundland and Labrador accessible and make sure that you don't miss anything, because, of course, a lot of the things that Minister Shelley would have talked about are in the more rural parts of Newfoundland and Labrador, and it does take a little bit more strategic planning to ensure that you don't miss anything. So a company like mine would put together sort of 5, 7, 10, and 14-night programs that include airfare, car rentals with unlimited kilometers, and some of our finer hotels and country inns and bed and breakfasts, coupled with attractions to ensure that you see it all.
Now, these are independent travel, what they call ITC packages. You're not herded on with like 47 other people on a bus. You set your own pace.
Absolutely. They are self-drive vacations. We do offer escorted programs as well, because there is certainly there are some people who like to hop on a bus and be herded along, but we really specialize in doing independent travel.
Well, of course, the senior citizens or people maybe with a bit of a mobility problem, they of course like the idea that everything is packaged together for them. They have no decisions to make along the way, and they enjoy the camaraderie as well. A lot of people make a lot of friends on taking a motor coach tour.
And that's the truth. Interestingly, a lot of our independent travelers often meet each other along the way, and they find themselves going from the same place sort of night to night, and there is camaraderie that they discover as well.
It seems to me that the one thing you'll find in Newfoundland, no matter what, is you're going to make new friendships whenever you go there.
There's no question. It's interesting because as we move out into some of the more rural parts of the area of the province, we work with a lot of country inns and bed and breakfasts. And we look for, obviously, quality facilities, and we use the Canada Select Star rating system to sort of do the initial pick. But a lot of what we select are hosts and hostesses that really exemplify the service and the hospitality that Newfoundland and Labrador is renowned for.
Well, it's the people that make the difference. A hotel can spend, you know, millions of dollars and build the fanciest property, but if they hire the surliest, rudest personnel, it doesn't mask the fact that, hey, what are people going to remember? They're not going to remember the beautiful duvet covering or the million-dollar artwork in the lobby. They're going to remember that that employee told them to buzz off. He wasn't interested. So really, you by searching out the people who exemplify the hospitality that your company wants to promote and the destination wants to promote, that's the win-win situation.
Absolutely. And, of course, we live in God's country, so nobody's a surly in Newfoundland and Labrador.
Well, that's the thing that we've noticed. Some of the more friendly and happy-go-lucky people that we've ever met are Newfoundlanders, and that's actually a great thing. Even people that I met who live here who are from Newfoundland originally, they tend to still be the people who have got the most optimistic, positive outlooks that I've ever met. And that's actually one of the more wonderful tributes that I could make to your province. Now, In the packages that you have, is it all individually arranged, or do you have some specific packages that are available?
We have a series of packages that we offer. One of them being called Discover Our World Famous Hospitality, which is a 10 or 14 night program that takes you cross island. And then there are packages that focus on the east and west coast. One called the Voyage of the Vikings, and the other one called the Whales, Birds, and Bergs Tour. But interestingly, most people who are looking at traveling to Newfoundland are well traveled. And they do have a particular affinity for something within the province. And we do find that we customize the vast majority of our product and programming is customized and tailor-made to really meet the client expectations.
Yeah, because people like to put one special thing in there to match their interests. It's a very flexible arrangement that your company has, that they're not told, well, that's the way it is in the manual, that's the way the focus group says it has to be, and you're going to take it whether you like it or not. You can mold around their interests and around their flexibility and their dates.
And that's exactly it. We are completely flexible, and I have a team of very talented reservation counselors at Maxim Vacations who are more than happy to customize programming for anybody who's asking. And Maxim, by the way, is spelled with two X's, M-A-X-X-I-M, vacations.
And .com, okay, so MaximVacations.com. Do you have an 800 number?
I do. It's 1-800-567-6666.
Oh. Hey, sounds like my birthday.
All right.
Well, lots of sixes, just my style.
800-567-6666. What have you found to be maybe the most popular thing that people want to do? One or two of the most popular things that everyone wants to do within their tour in Newfoundland?
Well, I think that everybody wants to see a whale. I would have to say that I think that we, a lot of people that call, they really, really, really want to see a whale. And as Minister Shelley mentioned a moment ago, you can see them by land or sea. There's lots of boat tour operators scattered throughout the province, making whale watching very accessible. But you can also see them by land. We hosted a group a number of years ago, and we were at Cape Spear, which, of course, is the most easterly point in North America. And it was actually a meal that we were having there, and we walked out with our coffee cups, and they were doing a little ballet for us right in front of us. So you don't have to get in a boat and go, because some people don't, of course, like to be in the middle of the North Atlantic.
Although it is calmer water. I mean, I've done it further south, and the boats have to go much further out from the coast, which makes it rougher, but, it is, if you're going to do whale watching, Newfoundland and the coastal area is certainly a more pleasant experience.
And
but
that's
you'll also find that the air temperature, you're in one of those protected coves, and it's nice, mild day, and once you just come out of that cove, you could feel the temperature dropping by a good 10, 12 degrees.
There's no question. There are 10,000 miles of rocky shores, but there are lots of coves, guts, and bays and tickles so that you can kayak or you can be certainly secluded from the rougher seas and the cooler air. So no question.
So you have something that'll suit even the extreme sports person all the way down the line to, say, the casual traveler like myself who's mainly interested in, say, museums and history.
Absolutely. For the most part, we talk about a general sightseeing and touring program, but once again, people who are calling are looking for all kinds of different things. People lots of times are calling us looking to track their family history, and they come and do some genealogy. And we have a fabulous new facility opening in June of this year called The Rooms, where the provincial archives will be held, I guess. And so there's a lot of people coming for that. There's people that come to see our artists, to hear our songs, dance our dances, and taste our food. So there's many, many reasons that people choose to come.
Something for everyone in Newfoundland. And to plan your individualized vacation, the web address again is www.maximvacations.com, 1-800-567-6666. And again, the website for Newfoundland Tourism, www.gov.nf.ca/tourism, 1-800-563-6353 for the complete visitor's guide to Newfoundland and Labrador. Well, Sandra Phillips holding down the fort at the Fairmont Newfoundland, and to our guest Robert Overin from the Fairmont Newfoundland, Paul Shelley, Minister of Tourism, Culture and Recreation and the Government of Newfoundland and Labrador, and Judy Sparks-Ganoux from Maxim Vacations. Thank you all for joining us this morning from the beautiful Terra Nova Room at the Fairmont Newfoundland.
Thanks for joining us. It's been a special week here highlighting Canada's hidden gem, one of our best-kept secrets, Newfoundland. Stay tuned on this radio network. This is the Travel World Radio Show. I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
Happy traveling, everybody.
Exact information, exactly when you need it, on Exact Radio, WXCT, Southington.